What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. We're here. I got Valhalla.
Hi. Hello. I'm Paul.
I'm Sam.
What's up? I'm Kyle.
We can't all be nonchalant.
Pass the mic around and say a fun fact about the person next to you.
This guy beat the new Elden Ring in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Sam. There's a lot. There's a lot to go through.
I can't say that.
This guy, he like attacked me sexually. He attacked me last night. He gave me like a really, really deep wedgie.
I gave Paul a really, really deep wedgie.
No, it's about the person next.
Caleb is actually the newest member of the band.
Also, a fun fact about the entire band. I met them on Facebook, bro.
He bought him.
It was only 30 bucks.
Facebook Marketplace?
Deadass, a Facebook Marketplace ads. And like, that's exactly how we found each other.
You guys got the nonchalant deadass.
Bro, I'm about sick of that nickname, bro. I swear to God. No, bro. These hoes stand still. Nigga.
How did the band form? Did y'all really all meet on Facebook?
Nah. I used to be friends in high school with Paul. I come to his house.
So you used to be friends? Not anymore?
Yeah, I fucking hate this dude, bro.
Yeah, we're best friends.
We're best friends. And lovers, pause.
But yeah, I knew him back in high school, middle school too, but we're just so different. We could never be friends back then. A friend of mine, I was looking to form a band, and he was like, yo, reach out to this guy. He's in a band called Poison Apple.
Oh, I've heard of Poison Apple.
That's all him. We snatched him up, then we had a drummer I met at a family party, and then afterwards we got Caleb off of Facebook Marketplace.
Nice. Oh yeah. Like 30 bucks, you said?
Yeah. I mean, adjusted to now, it's probably like 32 with tax.
I think you have something to say.
I'ma say, I got ammo.
Fun fact, before Valhalla, I was the bassist for Sam's old band, Poison Apple, for like a month. So we already had that connection.
Okay.
And that helps with Valhalla.
I gave Paul a wedgie last night.
We know.
It was really deep.
We know.
That's great. Still hurting.
So before the show, like, did y'all practice, or like, what did you guys do before the show?
We practiced about. Yeah, we practice about 2 to 3 times a week, depending on how many gigs we have, for around like 4 hours or so. Is that about?
Yeah, about four hours.
Yeah. And then we have our own creative sessions where we sit with our original music and just vibe and create, bro. Like, we really full time with it, you feel me? We're just chill.
What's y'all's favorite fast food?
Jollibee.
I really like In-N-Out, but the lines are always long. My favorite fast food is, if I can't get an In-N-Out because the line is so long, I'll go to Whataburger. I really like Whataburger. Their fries are better than McDonald's.
I disagree. McDonald's fries are kind of gas.
I know what you're going to say.
When they're fresh. You do know. Y'all all know what I'm going to say, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. It's Taco Cabana, bro.
Sit the fuck up.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I probably got the most stereotypical answer ever, bro. It's Popeyes, bro. That shit gas,
Popeyes,
bro. That shit gas, bro.
Nah, bro. He be coming into practice with chicken and Kool-Aid. It doesn't get any worse.
It's
bro.
Not wool.
Chicken and
no,
Kool-Aid.
Cap. No.
And then sometimes he puts hot sauce on it, bro.
What the hell?
Keep talking.
I would like Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah, man. Can't go wrong with Chick-fil-A. Well, except
like
on Sundays.
It's like the unseasoned chicken of answers.
Do you ever get Chick-fil-A cravings on Sunday and they're fucking closed?
Bro, I never have money, yes, so it doesn't matter, bro.
Yes. Yes, bro. I've got that craving and I'll pull up. I'm like, wait, it's Sunday, bro.
What do each of you do when you're not playing music?
I work at a music store and I work as a salesman as well. I'm full-time music, unemployed. So, you know, let me check my schedule type shit. But whenever we're not practicing, there's a lot of things that we gotta do. Gaming is one of them. You know, I just beat my 5th playthrough of Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was about to say, I just beat my...
What new game plus one are you on?
Oh, no, I started a new save.
You started a new save?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't do new game plus?
New game plus is, I did that, and it's just boring. I want to like start a new character, new build.
Okay, then wait, what build?
I do a lot of like strength. Yeah, strength builds with like basic bitch weaponry because I do a lot of PvP.
Yeah.
It's that strength.
I do. I 1v3. I beat the gankers.
Okay. The gankers.
On a real note, besides practicing, where I'm either editing content, sending these guys content to edit for social media and things like that.
When I am not playing with Valhalla, I also work at a music store. I teach music. I like to skate. Oh, and yeah, I be playing Sparking Zero all the time. Catch me in Sparking Zero.
What is
I'll
that?
Cook you. You know the Dragon Ball Z game, bro? Yeah. Like,
wait, I know Dragon Ball Z, but not the game.
Bro, like, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero is like, it's the greatest game known to mankind. Awesome. It's peak.
It's the successor of Dragon Ball Budokai.
Oh, yeah. And I'd be watching K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah. Golden.
I love that, bro.
Golden's on the top.
The Saja Boys suck.
Saja Boys do suck.
Fucking Saja Boys.
Saja Boys kick.
You gotta save the Hanmu, dude.
Whatever they say. That.
What am I doing? I edit content with Paul. I play 2K. I ain't gonna lie. You don't want to see me in 2K.
You can't
bro.
Laugh at that.
I'm like that, bro. I swear to God, I'm like that. I also, so in addition to whooping ass on virtual basketball court, any of y'all want to see me on the actual court? It's up. It's up. I swear to God, it's up. Can't none of them mess with me.
I've actually never seen you play, dude.
Yeah, I busted. Hey, you know Cebu? You remember that 6'2", 225?
He doesn't play basketball, though.
No, yes, he does. He does. And I ain't gonna lie, I bust his ass, too. On God, I did.
That's the best topic.
Absolutely it is, because I'm going to talk about anyways. Outside of that, I'm in the process of getting a music teaching job again. So, you know, pray for me type shit. What the fuck else? Oh, shit. I'm also a full-time dad. I got two boys that I got to take care of. So, but outside of that, I'm either at church as well. I play at church. I'm a believer, bro. So,
yeah, we're that's about it.
Hey, Caleb's a gospel drummer, so he's cracked.
Do any of you guys like read books or anything like that?
Actually, I do. I was reading this book called The Creative Act by Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin is the fucking GOAT, bro. Like, I look up to that man so much. He's just so chill, bro. Doesn't give a fuck about anything and just lives his life like he wants. So yeah, it's probably my favorite book right now.
I don't have a book.
It's so good, dude.
I don't read super often, but the last book that I was reading was, Neuromancer. Yeah, Neuromancer by William Gibson. He's the guy who created the cyberpunk genre. And those are his. That's one of his books.
I read Wattpad.
I read music. But also, the last book I ever read was by Sister Soulja. I forget the name of it, but it was by Sister Soulja. It was just a really good story.
Why should people care about Valhalla?
I mean, it's all right.
Is that it?
No. You got it?
I ain't gonna lie. I've been with these boys for 2 going on 3 months, bro, and I haven't heard anybody with the sound like we have. You heard Paul, yes, gospel drummer, but it's really these guys, bro. Like, this man right here, bro, I've never seen someone come up with a melody so damn fast, bro. Like, that shit crazy, I ain't gonna lie. Paul with these bass riffs, man, I'm in love with that man when he's on bass. I swear to God, I'll kiss that man. Oh, God.
Kiss him right now?
Nah, hell nah, you got your body. Wow, that's all you, bro. You're not, man. And Ibra just be laying it down on the guitar, man, coming up with different riffs, man. He just did it the other night. On God. But you didn't do it when I was talking about you, though.
No, I was.
Type shit, yeah. Type shit. But yeah, bro, I ain't gonna lie. We have a very unique sound. We're not a heavy metal or heavy rock type, just heavy rock type of band, bro. We can play indie. We can even switch to R&B if we want to, bro. We have that in our bag. Like, man, we can literally. Shout out Tyrone, oh God. But yeah, bro.
I think why you should care about Valhalla is we're a group of guys who want to make this their lives, and this is something that we want to be doing for the rest of our lives. So we're gonna make it or die trying.
Oh yeah, man. Y'all are the only band I've seen. Oh, you guys have something to say?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've never seen another local band cover Muse before. That's like one of my favorite bands.
Really?
So whose idea was it to cover Muse?
Bass player.
You know it. Come on.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
You heard that intro riff. Definitely a bass player. And I ain't gonna
Hysteria.
Lie.
Love that song, dude.
I ain't gonna lie.
I've been wanting to cover it forever.
This man plays that riff, and it's a straight face the whole time, bro. Like, yeah, he's straight face plays, bro. If you see him play the suspended fourth,
yes,
bro. I'm telling y'all, be on the lookout. we about to run that on the IG. Y'all gotta follow us, bro. No cap.
We got creepy crawlies.
They got bugs and lizards over here.
I don't like that shit.
They're under your skin, Sam.
Don't tell me that.
Under your skin.
Don't say that.
Do you all have a favorite show that y'all have played?
Yeah. The first Warehouse live show that we played was like completely out of the water. It completely exceeded all of our expectations. It's by far, in my opinion, the best show that we've ever played.
For me, it was when we played Wonky Power.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, a lot of the people that saw us there for the first time, like, came here today, and they still come by, and we met them, and like, some girl gave me this bracelet. It's so cool, like, when somebody gives you something. So yeah, like, we were expecting 3 people to be there. It was the biggest crowd we've ever had.
Yeah, that was a pretty big crowd.
Like, the energy was bouncing back and forth between us and the crowd, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah, let me add something real quick to that. The way that you guys parted the crowd like Moses was fucking insane.
Fire, bro. That was improvised too, dude.
I ain't gonna lie, for me, it's between Wonky Power and the first day of What's It Fest, because I ain't gonna lie, we got so much love on both days, bro. They parted again, you feel me? But on top of that, bro, we got so much love, bro, and it's like Paul said, bro, make it or die trying, bro. That's it. I'm hungry. And I can say that about all of these guys here. We hungry, bro.
I think my favorite Valhalla show was definitely the first Warehouse Live. It was a really, really good show. Like, dude, I genuinely cried that night on stage, dude. Because like it was some powerful shit, man.
It was during Simple Man.
Yeah, it was during Simple Man.
Y'all cover Simple Man?
Yeah. We used to cover that one a lot. We don't really do it much anymore.
On the bigger end.
We should cover One Last Breath by Creed.
Whoa, now like I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Yes, bro, we're gonna cover that song. Yes.
New hire.
Hire?
Can you take me higher?
Yeah.
No. You gotta understand.
So many awesome covers, bro. I love that shit, bro. But I hate it at the same time.
He didn't want to do Metallica, dude.
He didn't want to do Metallica?
He hated Metallica.
Bro, so I'm gonna tell y'all a story, bro. So we was at Continental Club, right? And we had an option between two songs, bro. One of the songs was Shot to the Heart by Bon Jovi. I don't understand how you don't close a show out with that banger, bro. Like, what was the other song, bro? Do y'all even remember? Huh? I don't know what he didn't want to play, bro. But it was like he did not want to sing the Bon Jovi. I was like, bro, if you don't, was it time?
That set was 2 hours.
That set was 2 hours.
2 hours,
bro. Yeah, bro.
That was 2.5.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When you up there, it doesn't even feel like it. But when you get off, it's like, damn, it's over. Like, damn, I could keep going. Like, oh God, bro. Like, I swear, it's crazy, bro.
Quick tip. For any other musicians playing long gigs, pace yourself. Pace yourself.
I saw a video of you guys fighting on stage. Like, what was that about?
Oh, that was a little skit. That was just a skit.
Yeah, sometimes we just start doing shit. Like, we always practice, right? But when it gets to being on stage, Sam usually leads, and then he just starts doing some shit. Like, when he parted the crowd,
We had never rehearsed that or even thought about that before. He just acts spontaneously and we just kind of follow. He just started kicking me and I was like, motherfucker. And then, you know, started kicking them back a little bit. But it was all good at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, man. Going off to, from what you said about giving advice, like, you have any advice to other musicians out there trying to play gigs and record music?
When it comes to just playing gigs and recording music, man, you got this.
I guess playing gigs, the biggest advice I can give is like genuinely support other bands around you and like make some friends out there. There's some really cool people in the music scene wherever you're at, and like just be friendly. Like, there's enough to eat for everybody. You don't have to knock somebody else down to get to the top. Like, there's enough niches out there for everyone to be successful if they really get at it. So just be friendly and people will be friendly back.
Yeah. Segueing off of what Eber said, just go to shows. Go to your local shows, meet people, talk to people, and you'll make connections and you'll get gigs.
I would definitely again suggest networking. It is key to getting shows, booking venues. I would say practice, but practice professionally. If you want to be at the level of your favorite bands or anywhere near it, bro, you have to handle yourself like a professional. And that's something that I'm going to be real, we struggle with sometimes too, but it's about consistency, bro. Making sure that y'all are tight no matter what. That means jamming with them, practicing the music for the gig, bonding outside of the gig. Y'all got to be tight as glue, bro. That's the only way, bro.
I'd say whenever you're on stage, having a good chemistry with your bandmates definitely affects how y'all sound and your image on stage. Like, if you guys get in a fight, you guys are not cool with each other. Of course, it's not for everyone. Things like that. Those things can really show on your stage presence how you guys play. Maybe you can hear it in your sound. So that's something to consider as well.
Don't forget to have fun, dude. All these people came out. You might know them, you might not know them. Your first crowd is probably going to be your family and close friends. But like, put on a show. That's what they came to see. They don't want to just see you be there doing nothing. Have fun, and they're going to be able to tell.
Perform like you're in front of the crowd you want to be in front of one day. It don't matter if it's one, two, bunch of bystanders, bro. You perform like your life is on the line. You got to show out without doing too much, bro. I agree. Chemistry definitely affects the sound. Because we've heard bands that somebody's overpowering somebody. It takes away. You have to play your role. I'm telling you, when you do that, when you get chemistry, when y'all bond, bro, it's a beautiful thing, bro. I swear. Four people, five people coming together over their love of music, bro. It can take you as far as you want it to, bro. It's just factual.
What Caleb said about the roles, those roles can be different for any other band. It's not the same for all bands. So these are just concepts to apply to whatever you're trying to do.
You have like a favorite line from a movie or TV show?
My favorite line from a TV show is from Teen Titans. Robin says, "Titans go." I think it's really cool, bro. That shit's hard as fuck.
Coach Carter.
Which one?
Coach Carter.
Nah,
y'all ain't seen that? It's a basketball movie, so of course I would know about it. But if y'all remember, he was asking that player, Timo Cruz, what is your deepest fear? And he would say something along the lines of our deepest fear is that we're inadequate. And it goes on more than that. I can't really recite it, but that's probably my favorite line from the movie. Because that, it resonates with me. You feel me? You never want to feel like you're not enough. You feel me? But like, you have to believe, like, and put in the work, bro.
Mine's actually from the Lego movie, because like, no, if you really like looking, I saw the movie recently, I was like, wow. It's just having to believe in yourself. It all starts with belief. If you don't have belief, you have nothing, because why try if you don't believe you can do it? So that's probably it.
Pretty good one, actually.
This one, yeah, I'm looking it up. It's from the movie Paul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but one of the characters says, look, just because your truth isn't the true truth doesn't mean there is no truth, Ruth.
How did you match them?
So I'm watching the movie.
Have you guys got on tour yet, or is that like in your plans?
It's definitely in our plans. The furthest out we went was San Antonio. It was a crazy day. We almost got robbed.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, just don't do stupid shit on tour, bro. Like, there's just stranger danger, dude.
Like, what's the story there? Like, what happened?
So, our dumbasses went to San Antonio and got an Airbnb, and we were like, dude, let's throw a party. We're in an Airbnb. So we proceeded. We went to the clubs after we played. There was nobody there, and we just started inviting random people. So random people showed up. And there was a car with like an older dude and like four dudes wearing ski masks, kept driving around us,
teenagers.
Yeah.
Like high school.
Dude, where's the party at? And then we tell them, respectfully, fuck off. So they come back around like three times the last time. They get out of the car, and then dude is wearing a hoodie with his hand in his pocket like this. He's staring at me, doesn't say anything. And I'm like, yo, y'all gotta leave, bro. And then he just stays staring at me, and then he walks away. I stared death in the face. I peed myself a little. Oh,
keep in mind, we all have shysters.
Shysters, bro. That was a crazy activity. Oh, yeah, we didn't sleep there that day, by the way. At 6 a.m., we drove back to Houston.
Shit. So y'all drove with no sleep?
Yes. Yeah. We got no sleep. Actually, I slept in a gas station parking lot with one of my friends in my car on the way back. Like, we were fearing for our lives. We were in fight or flight mode.
Do you have any future plans for going on a tour or going to a different city again?
So, we really like the idea of not just playing like venues, but playing for colleges somehow. Just targeting the crowd that's kind of our age, that doesn't really listen to rock that much, but just really likes fun energy. I don't know, just putting people on rock and stuff seems like really cool to me. And going around, partying with people our age, going to colleges all around. I never went to school, but you can kind of sneak your way into the little high school college experience. It's my motivation there.
Yeah, we've been exploring other cities. We want to make it to Austin, their original music. And San Antonio, we got plans there. Got plans in Dallas, expanding out to places in Houston, and hopefully reach further.
Nah, definitely. Definitely want to go on tour with these guys. We have the potential to do it. We have the drive, honestly. And I don't think we would let any dumb shit get in between us, you feel me? Like, it's just, we all want the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
So, we ain't trying to jeopardize that for real.
I'm sure I have one more question. Can I squeeze whatever I can out of you guys?
Oh, please, please.
Oh, please?
Please.
What are you doing to him?
Hey, man, he's an awesome bass player, bro. Mm-hmm. Anything for him. Where do y'all see Valhalla in 5 years?
5 years? Touring. Okay. We'll have more original music out. And 5 years is a hard trajectory to predict. But I'd say touring.
In 5 years, I see Valhalla releasing their first album.
Dude, 5 years
for
what? Album?
5 years?
Come on,
first
bro.
First album?
Yeah, it's
should
be 96
songs long.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Second album by 5 years.
Bro. Oh,
and right.
That's reasonable.
I say second's reasonable, bro. Yeah. Like, one is crazy, twin. I ain't gonna lie. But nah, outside of that, I definitely see us touring more than just Texas. We're going out of state. Sure. You feel me? The music is just, it's strong, bro. It's there.
I think by 5 years, we should be able to each buy a fridge and put food in it with only music, nothing else. Like, purely work off of music and just do this for a living entirely. Because some of us still got jobs and stuff. Like, bro, I just want to do this all day, dude.
If there was a Valhalla movie, which actors would y'all get to play y'all?
Johnny Depp.
That's so hard, dude.
Johnny Depp? Bro,
do you guys? I would get Vic Fuentes to play me.
Is he an actor?
No. I mean, but he could be.
Yeah, like a breakthrough.
Either Vic Fuentes or the actor for Cisco from Flash.
Oh, well, that's a good one.
I like that one. That was. Bro, don't say that.
He's gotta rethink about it.
Oh my god. Bro, I don't know why. I haven't been chopping. Jaden Smith. I'm just gonna say Jaden Smith.
Okay.
I can see that.
It's either Jaden Smith or like X or something. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, sorry to break it to you, bro.
I'm not dead, bro. I don't know, bro. But definitely James Smith, bro.
I'd be AI generated.
What'd you say?
I'd be AI generated.
Hey, in the future, probably, man, you know.
In y'all's opinion, what is the biggest fight Valhalla has gotten into?
Damn, y'all fight each other?
Beef? Are we talking about drama now?
General beef. Because it happens to every band.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do they think?
Biggest fight. This is an awkward topic, bro.
Different question.
What is your favorite Valhalla memory?
Valhalla memory. Okay. Gotta say, so far, it's gotta be that one time we came back to the house drunk as fuck, and we woke up Sal with the horn.
Holy shit.
I was dead. Shit. I was dead
that
as fuck.
That was good. Favorite Valhalla moment.
My birthday. It was cool. They were all there. And I did some things. Nothing bad, but I did things. And then we all played in like different like keys and like time. And like Ebro like made up a key. He was playing in like H major. I was playing in like C. Paul was doing like a like flat seven thing in Dorian. It was crazy, bro.
That practice.
And then like we were all just like playing the drums at the same time. It was like six people like on the drums at the same time.
Oh my God, yeah.
This was so stupid, bro.
I got two. My first one is probably when I heard a certain unreleased song for the first time and we were all kind of geeking about it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I realized like, I'm with a group of guys that genuinely love music as much as I do. And I felt I belong. And it was just, it was great to feel that feeling. I ain't gonna lie. Then the other was when we heard Dirty Luke's Thriller.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
And I had played it for them, and then like the first like 15, 30 minutes, bro, we started running that way and just playing it. And then we came up with our own version, and I was just like, yeah, I fucked it, bro. Like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, shout out Dirty Loops for the Thriller cover. A lot of great musicians on that. Yeah, Corey Wong's on that. Yeah, I can't name the rest of them, but they're awesome. They're awesome.
Shout out Calvin Rogers, bro. You're my favorite drummer.
I love you, dog.
Thanks.
I think favorite memory was like when we were at the Renaissance Fair, me and Paul and our old drummer. And then some people came up to us and they were like, man, you guys from Valhalla?
Oh, shit,
like,
that's cool.
I was legit tweaking that day. Like, that shit, it still freaks me out to this day.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Why do you know my name? Second, too, when we first played Warehouse Live and we had a green room. And, like, we made that bitch ours. I'm not going to lie. Like, that was so good. We were just so excited that this little ass room was, like, ours. It had the name on it.
That's cool.
And, yeah, we felt like rock stars, yeah.
So if music didn't exist, what would y'all be doing?
And you can't kill yourself. Damn it.
Boy.
I'd probably be in college. Yeah, I was that came to mind.
That came to mind.
Yeah, dude. I actually used to want to be a professional Counter-Strike player back when I was a kid. But I'd probably go to college for computer science. Or go into electrical engineering, which I still want to do now, but band stuff.
I don't know, man. I think I'd be like an astronaut or some shit.
I honestly, and this is so corny and cliche, but I don't know who I would be without music. I ain't gonna lie. That's one question I cannot answer, bro. Me and music are just, I don't know. My relationship with it is different. That's my girlfriend when I ain't got one. Yeah. Feel what I'm saying? Music gets me through my day, as it does all of us, you feel me? So
probably be doing sales or some form of like film director.
Do you have any final remarks before we close this out? Anything you want to say to the audience, anyone watching or listening?
If you're watching this, I love you.
One, shout out to you, bro. We appreciate the love, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that's real, bro.
That's kick ass, man.
I appreciate that, twin. We appreciate that. Be on the lookout for the next releases, twin. It's hard. I promise y'all gonna fuck with it.
Yeah, look out for new original music. We're really passionate about it.
This has been
Valhalla.
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 I cannot keep with
this. This probably could have been really bad. Alright guys, thanks for watching and listening. This has been the Street Couch Podcast. Have a good day, have a good night, have a good life. Peace.